Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining, especially on the Zoom, with the last-minute change in the time. So we are here at, I don't know where we are, the Sleepy Hollow something, hotel something. So today what we are doing is Daf Vav Amud Beis in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Mem Dalin. Essentially, last time we learned the Mechaber, now we're going to learn the Ramah. So the Mechaber had said that if a Jew buys the rights to Meches, which I translated last time as taxes, and someone told me that the more accurate translation would be tolls, that if I buy the rights to collect the tolls on the George Washington Bridge or something, because the government doesn't want to deal with it, and then I hire a non-Jew to be the toll collector, there used to be such a thing called the toll collector, I hire a non-Jew to do that, so then it's mutter if he's a kablan, that I tell him that when you collect X amount of money, I'm going to give you, when you finish the job of collecting the amount of money that I need, I'm going to give you kach the kach. So the Ramah continues, the chain yachla haskir meches le kol shabbos leinu yehudi veinu yehudi kach harevach shel shabbos liatzmo, that if I buy the rights to the meches for the whole year from a non-Jew, and then I hire another non-Jew to take the profits that come in on Shabbos, that's mutter as well. So we're not choshesh that people are going to say that the non-Jew who I hired to collect the taxes or the tolls is doing it for me. Because since it's a situation of loss, we're not choshesh that people are going to think that he's in fact working for me. He's really doing it at Da'at Nafshei. He's working because he's getting paid. He's going to take all of the profits of that Shabbos. So it's for his own benefit that he's working. So no one's going to be concerned that no one. So even though people might think that he's working for me, we're not concerned about that because it's a major loss and makom hefsid. We're not going to keep in mind such concerns. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is, well, what exactly is the problem over here? Meaning, whenever we talk about VC money, we always say that there are three issues you have to deal with. You have to deal with Amira Lenachmi. You have to deal with Schar Shabbos. And then, if you solve both of those problems, you still have to deal with Maris Ha'ayin. So the first two issues are what we would call Ikar Adin issues. The third issue is secondary. It's not an Ikar Adin issue. So the question is this a Maris Ha'ayin issue, or is this an Ikar Adin kind of issue? So the Mishnah Berurah takes a stand on this, meaning what the Shulchan Aruch told us is that it's certainly not an Amiru Lenachmi issue, because the person is doing it for his own benefit. The question is it a Schar Shabbos issue? Meaning he's paying me for the rights to take all the Shabbos tolls. So is that called the Schar Shabbos issue? So comes the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Dalid, and he says, I should be clear. If it's a Schar Shabbos issue, this is a Gevaldike Chiddush. We're saying that because it's such a major loss, we're going to overlook the Schar Shabbos problem. If it's a Maris Ha'ayin issue, it's not as big of a Chiddush. We solved all the real problems, and as far as Maris Ha'ayin, so we'll overlook Maris Ha'ayin if it's going to be a major loss. So comes along the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Dalid, Ratzalomer, De Bezeh Gam Kein Midin Ashari, the Min Hadin, meaning from a Schar Shabbos perspective, this is Mutter. De Einu Yehudi Ki Avad Adai Tidinav Sheyavad. From a Amir Lenachri perspective, it's no problem because he's doing it for himself. Because of Amagin Avram, the Gam Yishom Schar Shabbos Les Baza, Avshu Maskir LeShabbos LeChud, it's also not a Schar Shabbos issue, even though you hired him, you gave him the rights to collect the tolls just for Shabbos, you took money from him so that he will have the rights to collect Shabbos tolls and only Shabbos tolls, so whatever money you're getting from him for those rights, isn't that Schar Shabbos? So Magen Avraham says it's not. Mishum Dareyu Kilu Kana Mimenu HaMeches. It's as if in advance he purchased that meches from you. And in brackets, Mishum Dareyu says, I'll give you a mashal. Vavile Kilu Yodei Shivi Lo'en Yudim Schar B'Shabbos. Let's say you know that you have merchandise coming in on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you say, whatever merchandise I have coming into me, I'm selling you in advance that merchandise. So he buys it on Friday, and you take the money that buys, and he takes delivery of the merchandise on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's exactly what's going on over here. That he's taking, he's paying you before Shabbos for the rights to collect these tolls on Shabbos, and then he collects the tolls on Shabbos. So it's not a problem of Schar Shabbos. So says the Magen Avraham. V'chein gabi matveya, and also the other example that we're about to see in the Rama, where it's about making coins, mochelo horman of the alma, mashiyesh l'melech v'chalareva chikach ein yehudi, where the king gives you the right to print the coins, or to whatever you call mint the coins, and you sell that right to an ein yehudi. V'ein v'zeh rak mishomarasayim. So once I've solved the problem of amino l'nachri, because it's a daita d'nafshe, and I've solved the problem of schar Shabbos, because it's simply not an issue of schar Shabbos. The only issue is the Maris HaAyin issue. She Yomu, she also the Tzarek Yisrael, that people will think he's doing it for the sake of the Jew. She Yisrael Scharo Lichtov B'Shabbos L'Kabel HaMeches, that the Jew must have hired him to do writing on Shabbos and to receive the Meches. V'zeu Shekosav HaRamah V'lo Cheshinan V'chulei D'makom Seida. And that's what the Ramah says. Oh, but because there's a loss, we're willing to overlook the Maris HaAyin problem. V'lo Hisker Klal Mischar Shabbos. And he doesn't mention anything about Schar Shabbos. V'ayin B'Bir Alacha. And he says, and take a look at what I wrote in Bir Alacha. So we're not going to read the Bir Alacha, but you had to take a look. If he tells you, Chafetz Chaim tells you to do something, you got to listen. So Chafetz Chaim told you, you got to look in the Bir Alacha. So in the Bir Alacha, he writes that while this is the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that from a Schar Shabbos perspective, we would never have been makel on Schar Shabbos for a Hefsid Merubah, and therefore there is no Schar Shabbos issue over here. He says, nevertheless, the Taz in Simon Reish Vemesiv Kut and Gimel holds Beferish to be Mechashu Esa Gadol Lo Asrin Mishum Schar Shabbos, that when it comes to something that could be a significant loss, we would even be makel on Schar Shabbos. The Adam Bahul Al Mamono, because people are very nervous about their money. And if we don't allow this, then it's going to come to an even greater Isser. So he says that's what the Tos Shabbos holds as well, and that's what the Eliyahu Rabbah holds, and that's what the Maritatz holds. So there are a number of Gedolim that disagree with this Magen Avraham. So even though the Mishnah Brura, he only presents the position of the Magen Avraham, which is that for a Hefsid, we would never be making on Schar Shabbos, we're only making on Maris HaAyin. There are a number of Gedolei Achronim that say that for a Hefsid, we'd even be Mekel on Schar Shabbos. Siv Katan Lamed Hey, says the Mishnah Berura, Lo Chashu Da. You should realize the Mashmah we call Poskim Dolatira, Fil Makom Hefsid Gadol, El Abov Azeh Shetir Shulchan Aruch, that even in a Hefsid Gadol, we're only allowed the cases that we identified in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that you hire him as a Kablan to collect the taxes, or that he purchases the rights to all the Shabbos tax tolls, whatever it is, from you. Tainu o bi kiboles o shemaskolos kofar revach. Right, the kiboles was the mechaber's example. Maskolos kofar revach was the Ramah's example. The bekol zel v'gulum adaiti nafshekavit. Because then it's not a miru l'nachri. He's doing it for himself. Aval b'schir yom mamish as b'chal gavni. But if you're going to hire him for the day in a typical hiring situation, that's for sure going to be asr. Umizet teidan. From here you should know. Shalosan anoshim amachzikim base mashke. That people who have a base mashke, people who have a bar, a coffee house. Shalok chemer of Shabbos eze in Yehudi b'beis and shal yom haShabbos lasuk b'mechir sa mashke. You need to be open 7 days a week for whatever reason. So you hire an einu Yehudi to run the store on Shabbos. Shalo kadin emosin. That is totally improper. You're not allowed to hire an einu Yehudi to run the store on Shabbos. Daf im nachshuv minias revach yom haShabbos lasuk gadol. Because even if you're going to consider that to be a significant loss, mikol makom halo lo itiru b'schir yom mamish. We don't allow everything because of a significant loss. Meaning, even if you want to consider it a significant loss, now that I work on Shabbos, even if it's going to be a significant loss. So you can't have a Schir Yom working for you on Shabbos, even if it's going to be a significant loss. Plus, he says, I don't even know that it's called a loss at all. That might just be called a failure to make profit. That's different than a loss. It says the Achronim right with regard to an oven and a bathhouse where also people rent out. It has to be in the way that the Shulchan Aruch set it up or the Ramah set it up, or that you're makna to him from Erev Shabbos everything that he's going to sell. So it's all his stuff already. It's all his drinks that he's selling on Shabbos. So you can sell the whole business to an Achri before Shabbos. Shabbos, and then the Nachum will run the business, right? There are certain businesses that you just can't shut down on Shabbos. You own a hotel, you cannot shut down the hotel on Shabbos. You own a nursing home, you cannot say, okay, all the residents are thrown out for Shabbos and no one's eating. And no, right? There are certain things that you cannot do to shut down for Shabbos. So then you have to work out something that actually works. You can't just have a Schir Yom working for you. The Aftal Kalpanim Adayin Esek Nuk Al Shem Yisrael, even though the Esek is still called Al Shem Yisrael, if people still know it, if everyone could just mute themselves, even though the Esek is known as the Jews' Esek, Zem Mutter Mishum Pseida, but nevertheless, the Maris Ha'ayin issue is solved because of the Hefsid. He says, but what the Jew can do is he could sit at a distance and make sure the guy who's running the business that day and who owns the business that day isn't stealing stuff. But you cannot say a word of business talk while you're doing that. You're just watching from afar to make sure he's not stealing anything. That is very hard for a boss to do. A guy owns a business, he's running a business, he's watching his business run without him, and he's seeing the guy's doing it all wrong, and he's not allowed to say a word. A very hard thing to do. So not a resounding endorsement, but he says, what can I do? I'd rather them be shogging than be mazed. And this line is quoted by all the poskim. If someone has absolute bitachon Hashem and is not looking for all sorts of heterim to get around Shabbos, Ashrav, then fortunate is such a person, praiseworthy is such a person, meaning Shabbos is not a problem that we need to solve. Shabbos is a tremendous privilege that we're able to observe. Weiter in the Ramah, going back into the Ramah, similarly, if you have a Jew who's in charge of minting the coins of the Melech, dino kedinam munah lemeches, it's the same as being in charge of the Meches. Same dino. Even though the guy, when he's doing the work of minting the coins, it makes a racket, nevertheless, it's not a problem because for the Maris Ha'ayin issue, Hefsid Gadol were making. But the Jew should be careful not to sit there while the guy is doing all of this work. So let's do the last two sifkatans. Sifkatan Lamed Vav. Dino Kedin. Valken Mutalit in a Kesav Lein Yudim Yom Bikibales. If you're the coin maker, so for the government, you're allowed to the Nachri can buy the rights to make the coins for that Shabbos, and you could provide him all the silver, all the raw material that he's going to need before Shabbos. And you can make a kaplan deal out of it. You can give him the kesef and say, if you produce X amount of coins, you know, when you finish that job, then you pay me, then I'll pay you X amount for that money. Or the Ramah's way of doing it, which is that you hire, you sell the rights to the prophets and to the whole business, to the prophets from the whole business, for Shabbos to the Ein Yehudi. So again, it's the two models, regardless of what the nature of the business is, whether it's coin making, whether it's meches, the two models are what the Mechaber said, where you hire him as a kablan, and what the Ramah said, where he's going to be able to make the money for Shabbos, and he buys that right from you. And then Sifkat Lamed Zayin, we said, Shalo Yeshav Yisrael, that the Jew should be careful not to sit there next to the Ein Yehudi when he's doing the work on Shabbos. She is lo oshlucho, that you hired him or his shliach because of ataz or demad sha'asu leishiv sham hen kdei lei demai yaisasku shosei in yudi kdei lekabel heimen lechezmen al zalamachar dizal sum yishum tzalchev tzucha, that you're not allowed to sit there to see how the business is running and see what he's producing and see, you know, to check in on the business. That's a violation of tzalchev tzucha kdei lekaman simen shin bav sif alef aval imenu yoshiv sham ele kdei lishmor asei in yudi shlo yignom min amechas, as we alluded to before. If you're only watching him to be able to make sure that he doesn't steal, mutter. That's mutter. Mizan nicha mashenagu machzikir rechayim me'asar lahoshiv sham Yisrael afilu b'Shabbos rakshi yizar shlo yidaber klumba esek ad kalashono. And that's why apparently when people owned mills and they had non-Jews who had the business on Shabbos, they would have a Jew sit there to make sure no one was stealing anything, and that's okay. V'chein kosu shari achronim, and so say the rest of the achronim. So that concludes Siman Reish Mem Dalet. Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Siman Reish Mem Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.